You are Locked On Chargers, your daily Los Angeles Chargers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And now, here is your host, Matthew Stanley.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for listening to today's episode of Locked On Chargers. It's Wednesday, December 20th, and I, as always, am your host, Matthew Stanley. For those of you who don't know, I'm an assistant editor and writer over at BoltsFromTheBlue.com, the Chargers SB Nation site, and you can find me on Twitter at BoltFanInDenver and tweeting for this podcast over at LockedOnLAC. Today's episode is brought to you by Draft. Draft is my new favorite daily fantasy site, and if you like daily fantasy, but you love doing snake drafts rather than salary cap leagues, it should be your favorite site too. That's Draft in your app store or Draft.com. Sorry for today's late episode. As I mentioned yesterday, I was feeling a little under the weather, and today was just kind of a long day, and I accidentally took a nap. So getting it out late, but here it is, better late than never. All right, so today I'm going to start off with some injury updates, and then we'll talk a little, some final thoughts from the Chiefs game and some of the playoff stuff that I didn't get to yesterday. So for the Chargers, Joe Barksdale, who is day to day, has been battling battling turf toe for a couple weeks now, but he is listed this week with a hip injury on the injury report, and he did not practice today. Corey Legit also did not practice today with a knee injury, and he's already officially out for this weekend's game. Russell Okung hurt his groin in the game, and he also did not practice today. And then the final Chargers player who did not practice today was Denzel Perryman with his hamstring injury. And I guess there was an update that they thought that he had a partial tear, but now that's been downgraded, and apparently it's just a high-grade hamstring strain. So I guess there is some hope that he might still be able to play. But obviously the Chargers are, treating that with kid gloves. He's also already been ruled out for this week. Also on the list for the Chargers, though, Jatavis Brown, who's actually Perryman's backup, that's the way that's been working. He was limited today with an abdominal injury. And then Austin Eckler, he showed up with he had a big old club on his hand. He had that club cast. And head coach Anthony Lynn clarified some things today and said the reason they chose to do the club and still, see if Austin Eckler can play is that they feel that they would be losing too much on special teams, which, I kind of agree with. I didn't really think about that yesterday, but he has been pretty good on special teams, and that's something you can do with that club. So that's understandable. They mentioned that he probably won't take many snaps, if any, on offense. Spencer Pulley is on the injury list or injury report again to start the week. He's still dealing with that knee injury, and he was limited today. But I think, like most of the season, he'll be off the injury report by the end of the week and ready to play. The final two members of the injury list are Casey Hayward, who was a full participant. He's still working through that calf injury. And also Adrian Phillips was a full participant but has some sort of ankle injury. Looking through that list, the names that really worry me are Joe Barksdale and Russell Okung, obviously. That would be a huge downgrade to go from Barksdale and Okung to starting Sam Tevi and Michael Schofield. That's far, far less than ideal. But hopefully they can heal up and be ready to play come Sunday. As far as the Jets, they're also really banged up. Cornerback Morris Claiborne, he did not practice with a foot injury. Running back Matt Forte did not practice with a knee injury. Center Wesley Johnson, who is their starting center, he played all 72 snaps of offense last week. He didn't practice today. And then another running back, Elijah McGuire, also did not practice with an injury. Now, guys that are sick like that with an illness, he was listed with an illness. Guys that have an illness like that, they're usually able to heal up and get better and, beat the kind of bug and be ready to play by Sunday. But if he can't, that might be significant. Looking at their snaps for last week, Forte and McGuire combined for 65% of the running back snaps. So if both of those guys can't go, that, you know, there's a lot of slack to pick up for the rest of the running backs. Right guard Brian Winters also did not practice with an abdominal injury. So just like the Chargers, the Jets have two starting offensive linemen that are started the week not practicing. Deep threat Robbie Anderson was limited with a hamstring / hip injury. Leonard Williams has a concussion and was limited. And as of the recording of this episode, he is still in the concussion protocol. So we'll see if he gets cleared later in the week. But, that would obviously be a big help for the offensive line if Sam Tevi and Michael Schofield can't go, if Leonard Williams can't play. Safety Terrence Brooks was a full participant, but he has a foot injury. James Carpenter has a knee injury, but was a full participant. Linebacker Jordan Jenkins has a shoulder injury and was a full participant. And wide receiver Neil Sterling was hurt. He hurt his finger, and he was a full participant. So basically, both teams are all banged up, but the Chargers are facing a Bryce Petty-led New York Jets team, which is always good because, you know, he's not great. All right, so before I move on, I wanted to tell you guys about draft again. I know it's way late in the season. Many of you, if you didn't make the playoffs in your regular fantasy leagues and you're looking to try and make back a little of that money, draft is where you want to go. You have an 80% better chance of winning than on the regular salary cap sites, and you get to have the fun of doing the snake drafts. I mean, I like the salary cap model, but, you know, it's fun getting to redraft a team every week and knowing that you only have to keep track of a few guys, because it doesn't matter that if you have, you know, if you've drafted Keenan Allen, every time Keenan Allen scores, you're not having to worry about him also giving points to whoever else you're playing that week. He's just yours. So if you go over to draft, either draft in your app store or draft.com, and use promo code LONFL, you'll get a free entry into a $3 game, and I will be creating a couple $3 games for this weekend. There's no Thursday game this week, but there's a couple Saturday games and a bunch of Sunday games, and you can come play against me for free. And Draft is so sure that you guys will enjoy it as much as I do that they're offering to give Locked On podcast listeners up to $100 refunds if you guys do not enjoy it. But I guarantee you will enjoy it because it's a lot of fun. We had a couple leagues successful 2 weeks ago, and we had a couple people get in with me, and I think everybody had fun. So if you haven't had a chance to do it yet, you know, give it a try. We're only doing this promo code for another week or two, so come get it while you can. So back to football. I wanted to talk about the playoffs again real quick. So we'll have an easier time knowing who to root for this week just because of kind of how, like, when games are playing. So luckily, Baltimore is playing at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday, which is great because Baltimore is one of the teams that is in one of those if-or situations for Chargers playoff hopes. So we need either Baltimore to win out and the Titans to lose out, or we need the Titans to win out and Baltimore to lose out. There's a much greater chance of Baltimore winning out and Titans losing out. So hopefully what we see is Baltimore winning. We want to root for Baltimore to win, and then we want to root for the Titans to lose to the Rams. Now, if Baltimore somehow drops it, then we automatically want to hope that the Titans somehow upset the Rams. On Sunday, we want the Chargers to win, obviously, and we can hope for the Kansas City Chiefs to lose to the Miami Dolphins, because that alternate path to the playoffs is the Chiefs losing out and the Chargers winning out and the Chargers taking the AFC West. We also, unfortunately, have to root for the Patriots because we need the Bills to lose one of their final two games, and I think they have a greater chance of losing to the Patriots this week, who still have something to play for because they could, you know, wind up losing that two seed to the Jaguars if they're not careful. And then just for good measure, we want the Raiders to lose Monday night to the Philadelphia Eagles. Speaking of the playoff race, I kind of want to clear something up. So the more I've thought about it, you know, I sounded pretty negative yesterday, and I wrote an article this weekend. I wrote an article Monday for BulletsFromTheBlue.com, and I sounded pretty negative on the playoffs. you know, part of that was just the disappointment of losing. And part of that is obviously, you know, looking forward to the draft. But the more I think about it, the more I want the Chargers to get in to the playoffs. Even though I'm pretty sure they're going to lose in the wild card round. And even though I think, even though it will cost the Chargers a couple draft slots. But here's why. First off, I think obviously it's too late to tank for a draft pick. I mean, losing out at this point, they'd wind up somewhere between pick 11 and pick 14. And while that would be good, it's not fantastic. And it's definitely not worth the mental consequences of finishing below 500 and missing the playoffs. Secondly, I think this team could really use the playoffs mentally. I think to battle back from that 0-4 start and even back their way into the playoffs, and even if they just go one, even if they just, you know, lose in the first round, it would do wonders for this young, hungry team and this young, hungry rookie head coach. I think that it would help this team really grow next year. I think it would really help them mature. They would have, you know, a really solid foundation to build off, you know, that feeling of starting 0-4 and then battling back and finishing the season above 500 and making it to the playoffs. That's all something these guys can rally behind. That's something that they can all use to grow as a team and to look back on and say, hey, man, we've been here before. We've been in the crap before, and we battled through it. And not to mention that they're already going to be getting back Forrest Lamp. They're going to be getting back a fantastic offensive lineman next year. They're going to be getting Mike Williams going through a full offseason program. They're going to be getting Jason Verrett back, who, I mean, you know, unless he gets traded, he's going to be here next year. And I think being, you know, just being able to recall, you know, the feeling and the motivation and the preparation that they used to battle back from an awful start to come back and make the playoffs. I think that would be so valuable for this team, and it would be worth way more than the, you know, 4-7 draft slots that they might, you know, fall back, you know, into the early 20s if they make the playoffs. I just think, you know, it would just be so good for this team to make the playoffs. Final quick note, for all of you who thought that Kyle and I were being too harsh on Spencer Pulley and Kenny Wiggins, it's not just us. Bleacher Report, as part of their NFL 1000 rankings, published an article today identifying their bottom five players at each position. Kenny Wiggins is their second worst offensive guard, and Spencer Pulley is their third worst center in the league. They've been playing really bad. You know, like I've said before, in Wiggins' defense, I think he's just limited athletically and strength-wise. He really is. He's giving it all. He's giving it his all on every play. But what you see him performing on the field, that's his ceiling. He's currently performing at you know, the best he's ever going to be. And you know, that's not really his fault. You know, that's just who he is. And he's not a great offensive. He's not a great NFL caliber lineman. So, you know, the Chargers need to upgrade there. And then at center, I think Pulley, there is some hope there. We've seen some flashes, and I think he needs more development. He needs to, you know, get coached up a little more. And I think that he really has just been, you know, being that old school lineman and just, you know, toughing it out through a knee injury for, you know, weeks now. I mean, he appears on the injury report at the beginning of basically every week. And I think that's limiting some of what he can do. And so hopefully this summer he can heal up from that, put in some more time in the weight room, get a little bit stronger, and then, you know, get coached up on these things and come out and be a serviceable center next year. So I think that is going to do it for today. Today's episode was brought to you by Draft. Just search Draft in your app store, or you can use draft.com. If you love regular snake drafts but also love doing fantasy, Draft is for you. It's quick, it's easy, it's a lot of fun. Sign up today and use promo code LONFL, and you'll get a free entry on your first deposit. And make sure to check out at LockedOnLAC. Probably Saturday morning, I will post a couple of leagues We'll do it like last time. I'll post one league. When it fills up, I'll post another one. But yeah, that's it. I've been your host, Matthew Stanley. You can find me on Twitter at BoltFanInDenver or over at LockedOnLAC. Remember to share this podcast with your friends and family and go ahead and subscribe on your favorite podcast platforms. We're on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Stitcher, Podbean. And if you don't have a favorite podcast platform, you can always listen online when I post streamable episodes of streamable versions of each episode on BoltsFromTheBlue.com and over at LockedOnChargers.com. Thanks again for listening, and have a great night, everybody.